The news website Madison 365 is wrapping up a week-long series today. It's called Black Power, the 28 most influential African Americans in Wisconsin.
From politicians to business leaders, the series looks to highlight the African Americans who have shaped the state's recent history, economy, and culture, and who might shape the future of Wisconsin.
Harry Sanders joins us now to tell us more about the series. He's the publisher and CEO of Madison 365. Henry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Henry, why did you want to have a sort of online meet and greet with some of Wisconsin's most influential African Americans?
Well, you know, just traveling the state and talking to so many people in the community, it was clear that, one, the community was very disconnected from each other from a statewide perspective, and I also wanted people to be able to see people of color of all the different diverse things they're doing in their careers, and that there also can be a path to being successful, and that there are people who are doing things who are very influential in our community. So I just thought it was really important for everyone to be able to see that and have that in one place.
And it sounds like it might have been hard to come up with this list. How did you go about that selection process?
You know, wasn't as hard as people would think. So part of it is I travel, like I said, I travel a lot in the state, but I when I would go around the state, I would ask people, you know, who are the people I should meet with? Who are the people of African American, Latinos, et cetera? Who are the people in your community who are influencers? And then what happens is you start finding there's themes, right? All of a sudden, if you ask 10 people the question, all of a sudden, out of those 10, they might say the same 5 names. And so over time, you start finding out that people had a really good perception of who these people were. And then you start digging into the background and kind of figuring out from there if they were really influential.
Now, one thing I noticed in one of your entries, and dovetails with something you just said here, you single out a woman named Celestine Jeffries from Green Bay.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a lot of names a lot of people do know, but this is someone maybe a lot of people don't know in Wisconsin who's not from, you know, the major hubs of Madison or Milwaukee. And I love the line where you say, Celestine, we see you. We know you're not affiliated with the Packers. Let's get that off the table right now. Keep up the good work. Was that part of this to draw attention to non-Madison and Milwaukee people?
It really was. And if there was one thing I wish we could have done more is find more people outside of the Madison-Milwaukee hub. But the reality is that's where the majority of people of color are, too. So we had to deal with that. But you're exactly right. I wanted to make sure and highlight people from the state to let them know there are people in our state who are doing wonderful work, who are ingrained in those communities, who care about the same things you care about, who might not be highlighted, right? They might not be from Milwaukee or Madison. So Celestine is just a perfect example of someone. If you go to the Green Bay area, she knows the area so well. She's been ingrained in the political process. She's been in there from the private sector. So she was just someone who really knows the community. And I had to get her involved because I wanted people to see the Fox Valley, that Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh area. I wanted them to see that, hey, you know what? There's a lot going on there, too, people. And there's people of color there who are also being active. So I'm glad you liked it because you never know how that's going to play when you do it in writing.
Yeah, and are there other places like that, like the Fox Valley, that you wanted to draw attention to that weren't these major cities?
You know, I would have wanted to find more people in the Wausau area and probably the Eau Claire and La Crosse area. So there was probably some places there I would like to highlight more. But, again, this is the first time we're doing a list. We'll do this annually. And we'll have other lists that we're going to start doing monthly. And hopefully I can highlight those areas in different lists.
Well, let's talk about some of the other people you've highlighted and why you think we need to know about them. And let's start with the political field. Who are some of the politicians you featured, both at the state level and the local level?
Well, it depends how you define political, too. So at the state level, we have Senator Lena Taylor. We highlighted her. Someone from Milwaukee, attorney, someone who's been really active in the Milwaukee area. You know, she's just someone who's kind of an activist and an advocate for people of color and a real champion for Milwaukee. So she's someone that we highlighted. At the county level, we highlighted Sheriff Clark from Milwaukee, Milwaukee County. Someone who's been, you know, elected 4 different times, who really runs the biggest police force in the state. And then at the federal level, we highlighted Congressman Gwen Moore, who I love, and if she's such a terrific, successful story. And so we highlighted her from the Milwaukee area. So those are probably the three different people who first come to mind.
And with David Clark in Milwaukee County, you go on to say that there are a lot of people who say that he could have a further career in the conservative party going forward. So it's interesting to see all political stripes here.
You know, I got in trouble from that, too. So what's interesting is, which I love, this is the whole point of this site, is that some people were mad that we even put Sheriff Clark up there, right? And I think people were looking to throw a political lens, but our goal was to make sure that we show all people of color and the diversity we have within our community. And he's just a perfect example of the diversity within our community. And in that community, in his world, he has he's a conservative guy who has a following. And if you get elected four different times, and you're a sheriff, and you're a person of color, and you're talking about conservative things, you clearly have a opportunity to do bigger things if that's what you want to do.
And looking at another area here, you have on the list Boys and Girls Club leaders in both Madison and Milwaukee. Tell us about those two guys.
You know, Boys and Girls Club have such a awesome brand that it's most one of the most highly recognized brands like in the country. And so you add Michael Johnson and Vincent Lyle, and they're both different guys with different strengths but are doing such wonderful things for the community. And Vincent Lyle from Milwaukee, he used to work for M&I when it was M&I, and he was really known in the Milwaukee community, a hands-on guy. So when he went to the Boys and Girls Club, it was just a really good fit. And Michael Johnson from the Madison Boys and Girls Club moved to Madison about 5 years ago. The Boys and Girls Club was struggling. He came in and turned that organization around. They went from like $2 billion to $7 billion, and just a relentless fundraiser, and he's just everywhere at one time, it seems like. So, I mean, these are just people who really took that brand, a Boys and Girls brand, but didn't rest on that. They weren't content with that, and they really jumped in the community to take and leverage that brand to help all these kids. I know both of them. I'm just proud to know both of them.
We're talking right now with Henry Sanders of the website Madison365. He's written about the 28 most influential African-Americans in Wisconsin, from business leaders to politicians and a lot of other fields.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Who are the African-Americans that are making a difference in your community? What kind of work are they doing? Why does it stand out to you? And can you help Henry fill in those gaps he talked about? Eau Claire, La Crosse, Wausau. Local leaders in those communities love to hear about them. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking right now with Henry Sanders of the website Madison365. They just wrapped up their series there profiling the 28 most influential African Americans in Wisconsin. We're learning more about the people who made that list.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Who are the African Americans that are making a difference in your community? That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And we're going to go now to Michael joining us in Madison. Michael, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to add that it would be great if the upcoming list of influential African Americans would include educators, both in the Madison Public School District and at UW-Madison, with the education gap that a lot of African American youth are facing in the city. It would be great to highlight some of the people who are helping to combat that gap.
Michael, appreciate that. And you do have some educators on the list, Henry. What do you say to that?
That's great, and I actually agree with them. The reason I didn't put more educators on the list is because one of our lists in the future are going to be addressing that, just that issue of teachers and from K through 12, but also in the college system, not just UW, but the other surrounding areas in Milwaukee, et cetera. So that's why we didn't highlight a lot of those folks on that list. So, Michael, that list is coming, my friend, and great idea.
All right. Well, appreciate that. You do have Dr. Jackie Daniels III and Dr. Darian Driver on your list. You want to tell us about them?
Yeah. So Darian from Milwaukee. She's a younger woman who seems to be very, very active. And she has a, you know, look, let's be honest. The Milwaukee public school system is not the best. And she's clearly jumped in and been very aggressive, but she's also been savvy about how she's reaching people, which I think is really, really smart, making sure that she's accessible and doing a lot of things on social media just to stay current and making sure that she can reach the parents and also the kids can know what's going on within, within the administration. And I think that's a big, big thing, right? If you're a parent or if you're a child, you really want to know what's going on with the administration, how they're making decisions. So she's someone who's impressive and young. I mean, young is all relative these days, but she's someone I think has a bright future.
And she won a 30 under 30 award or something like that.
40 under 40,
right.
Yeah, so she's keep your eye on her, but she has a tough job. I mean, that's the thing about it, being a superintendent of the Milwaukee school system, all the challenges they have that impact schools that she has no control over. So I admire her for wanting to do that job.
Let's go to a caller now. We've got Charlie joining us from Milwaukee. Charlie, hi.
Hi there. I'd like to put Gwen Moore on the list from Milwaukee. She's our congresswoman here, and I just really like what she's doing and what she's about. And, of course, she was on Colbert Report, so that was also very funny. But I just wanted to hear what he had to say about Gwen Moore. Thank you.
Great. Appreciate it, Charlie. And Gwen Moore is on the list. Henry, do you want to recap a little for Charlie?
Gwen is Congressman Moore is on the list. I know her well. I didn't know she was on the Colbert show. I'll have to look that up. Gwen is she's an amazing activist. She really fights for women. She's really about women's rights. And she is someone, if you know her and you're around her in Milwaukee, she's really down to earth. She's someone who's very humble, and she's always working for the community in Milwaukee. So she's one. I mean, I love Gwen. She has the heart to help people.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Appreciate you calling us. And Henry, on the other side of the aisle, Reggie Newsom is a member of Governor Walker's cabinet as head of the Department of Workforce Development. Why can't you tell us about him?
Reggie's a good guy, and he's running Workforce Development. Reggie's someone from the Milwaukee area who is well received in all parts of the community. Even though he's a Republican, people in the communities of color accept him as the Democratic circles and the Republican circles, and I think that says a lot about who he is as a person. And he's someone who really cares about getting people back to work. And I actually think, I didn't say this in the piece, but he has a really bright political future if that's what he decides to do. Because he really knows the state, and he has a passion for getting people to work, and I think that is what people are looking for. So he'd be a great political candidate in the future too.
Now, the Black Lives Matter movement has been a force in this past more than a year, and you've included Brandi Grayson of Madison's Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition. Now, in your piece, you call her the disruptor of the year. Tell us a little bit more about why you included her this year.
You know, Brandi, it's a perfect example of how this list, if this list would have been last year, she probably wouldn't have been on the list, right? But this year she's on the list just because a lot of people love her or don't like her, but they don't like the tactics, right? And what I like about Brandi as a whole, she has clearly made a difference about a lot of the underserved communities, and she's done it in bold and blazing ways. I mean, she stopped her and the YGB stopped traffic. They go to debates and yell at people like they went to a mayoral debate, and they started yelling at the people about Black Lives Matter. So I put Brandi on it because she's clearly influential. You know, you're talking about building a jail here, and she thought that that was something that was unfair and was really disproportionately focused on people of color, and they didn't build the jail because she brought this up. So, I mean, she does a lot of disruptive tactics. That's why we call her disruptor, but it's working. So she clearly was someone who had to be on the list, and I also wanted our list to be showing people from the corporate place, but also people who are doing the work in the community. So she's someone that got on the list.
Go back to our phones now. We have Laura with us from Berlin. Laura, hi.
Hi. I'd like to mention an African-American woman in a very small community of Berlin, Wisconsin. Her name's Edie Reiser. and we all call her Coach. And she's the high school volleyball coach for the girls. And she'd be really embarrassed that I'm calling right now on her behalf. But she inspires not only the volleyball team, but the whole high school of 500-600 kids. And I think she's just made a big difference in the way our community views African Americans.
So Edie Reiser, was that the name?
Yeah, Coach.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you, Laura. So maybe someone for you to put in your back pocket for next time.
And where did she say she was from?
Berlin. I'm not sure.
Oh,
Laura, are you with us? Where is Berlin?
Yeah. Berlin. It's called Berlin.
Berlin.
Not Berlin.
I've heard of New Berlin.
Yeah, but... well, see, we're a small community, and there aren't very many African Americans in our community, and maybe five total. And we're just 30 miles west of Oshkosh.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Laura. Appreciate that.
You know, that's part of the reason I wanted to do this list, right? So everyone could see that the person like they're saying, Edie, would know that she's not alone. She might be the only one of five people in that town, but she could see that there's other people in the state who are doing good work and that she's not alone. And also for... if people feel that they have great names of people they feel should be on this list next year, I mean, they can always email us and, you know, nominate those people, and we'd love to have those names.
Yeah, what's your email?
It would be at news, N-E-W-S, at madison365.org. And if people email me the names or people they want to nominate, please do so. I would love for people to do that. That helps us be able to reach and really identify more people.
News at madison365.org. Got it. Okay, well, thanks. Let's see. Maybe we've got time for one more really quick call. Mark in West Bend, you're up. Hi.
Hi, good morning or afternoon. Two names come to mind. One right away is Will Allen, the head of Growing Power. He's been such an incredible influence on the agricultural movement and sustainable use in agriculture around the state. And then Eric Vaughn, who is a voice that's been around for years, and the thing you just talked about, the show that he's the voice of, I forgot the name of the program in a second. Both of those are fantastic.
I appreciate your call, Mark. Henry?
Will Allen, I know Will Allen. Well, he's does a lot of... farming internally. So Will Allen's actually a really good person. Who, you know, Will could have made, he could have been someone who could have been on the list. Will is someone, a good, really good person. I mean, a lot of people know him from his work statewide and nationally. So Will could have made the list. I'm not familiar with Eric Vaughn, but so I would love to get to know more about him.
All right. Well, Henry, we'll be looking forward to that next list. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Henry Sanders, publisher and CEO of Madison 365. He joined us to talk about the recent list on that website of the most influential African Americans in Wisconsin.